By 300 AD, the Roman Empire extended from Arabia to Britain. But they wanted more. More land. More peoples loyal and subservient to Rome. But no people so important as the powerful Sarmatians to the east. Thousands died on that field. And when the smoke cleared on the fourth day, the only Sarmatian soldiers left alive were members of the decimated but legendary cavalry. The Romans, impressed by their bravery and horsemanship, spared their lives. In exchange, these warriors were incorporated into the Roman military. Better they had died that day.
Father, they are here.
For the second part of the bargain they struck, indebted not only themselves,
the day has come,
but also their sons, and their sons, and so on, to serve the Empire as knights. I was such a son.
There is a legend that fallen knights return as great horses.
He has seen what awaits you, and he will protect you.
Lancelot! Lancelot! Lancelot!
Don't be afraid. I will return. How long shall we be gone?
15 years. Not including the months it'll take to get to your post.
Lancelot! Run!
Our post was Britain, or at least the southern half, for the land was divided by a 73-mile wall built 3 centuries before us to protect the empire from the native fighters of the north. So, as our forefathers had done, we made our way and reported to our Roman commander in Britain, ancestrally named for the first Artorius, or Arthur.
Well done, Artorius. You keep it. Deliver it to me when you come to Rome.
Come. Behold, Arthur. Young knights. If you so choose, they may someday be yours to lead, just as your father before you.
And to be their commander?
Yes, but with this title comes a sacred responsibility. To protect, to defend, to value their lives above your own. Should they perish in battle, to live your life gloriously in honor of their memory.
And what of their free will?
A
It has always fallen to a few to sacrifice for the good of many. The world isn't a perfect place. But perhaps people like you, Arthur, and me, and them, can make it so.
Promised. The bishop's carriage.
Our freedom, Bors.
I can almost taste it.
Your passage to Rome, Arthur.
Dominus tecum. Benedicto tui mulieribus. Dominus tecum. Benedicto tui mulieribus. Dictus fructus ventris tui, Jesu. Ora per nobis te
vitoribus. Save your prayers, boy. Your God doesn't live here.
Why did Merlin send you south of the wall?
Oxcalibur, Noctamone, Pitz and Caradoc.
Pick it up. Pick it up. Boars?
What a bloody mess.
That's not the bishop.
God help us. What are they?
Blue demons that eat Christians alive. You're not a Christian, are you? Does this really work? Nothing. Maybe I'm not doing it right.
Stand down.
Arthur. Arthur Custis. Your father's image. I haven't seen you since childhood.
Bishop Germanus. Welcome to Britain. I see your military skills are still of use to you. Your device worked.
Ancient tricks of an ancient dog. And these are the great Sarmatian knights we have heard so much of in Rome. I thought the Wolves controlled the north of Hadrian's Wall.
They do, but they occasionally venture south. Rome's anticipated withdrawal from Britain has only increased their daring.
Wolves?
British rebels who hate Rome.
Men who want their country back.
Who leads them?
He's called Merlin. A dark magician, some say.
Tristan, ride ahead and make sure the road is clear. Please do not worry, Bishop. We will protect you.
Oh. I've no doubt, Commander. No doubt.
Dozens don't worry me nearly so much as thousands.
Thousands?
Like him, Roman. If he's here to discharge us, why doesn't he just give us our papers?
Is this your happy face?
Galahad, do you still not know the Romans?
They won't scratch their asses without holding ceremony.
Why don't you just kill him and then discharge yourself after?
I don't kill for pleasure, unlike some.
Well, you should try someday. You might get a taste for it.
It's part of you. It's in your blood.
No. No. As of tomorrow, this was all just a bad memory.
I've often thought about what going home will mean after all this. What will I do? It's different for Galahad. I have been in this life longer than the other. So much for home. It's not so clear in my memory.
Well, you speak for yourself. It's cold back there. And everyone I know is dead and buried. Besides, I have, I think, a dozen children.
11.
You listen. When the Romans leave here, we'll have the run of all this place. I'll be governor in my own village, and Dagny will be my personal guard. And royal ass-kisser. Won't you, Dag?
First thing I will do when I get home is find myself a beautiful Sarmatian woman to wed.
A beautiful Sarmatian woman? Why do you think we left in the first place? What about you, Lancelot? What are your plans for home?
Well, if this woman of Gawain's is as beautiful as he claims, I expect to be spending a lot of time at Gawain's house. His wife will welcome the company.
I see. And what will I be doing?
Wondering at your good fortune that all your children look like me.
Is that before or after I hit you with my axe?
Where you been, man? Where you been?
And what will you do, Arthur, when you return to your beloved Rome?
Give thanks to God that I survived to see it.
You and your God. You disturb me.
I want peace, Lancelot. I've had enough. You should visit me. It's a magnificent place, Rome. Ordered, civilized, advanced.
The breeding ground of arrogant fools.
The greatest minds in all the lands have come together in one sacred place to help make mankind free.
And the women?
Welcome back, Arthur.
Jules.
Lancelot.
Bishop, please, my quarters have been made available to you.
Oh, yes. I must rest.
Where have you been?
Oh.
I've been waiting for you.
Oh, my little fair, such passion. Where's my gilly? Gilly, you've been fighting.
Yes.
You've been winning.
Yes.
That's my boy. Come on, all my other bastards.
Yeah!
Let us not forget that we are the fortunate ones. Let us raise our wine to those gallant and extraordinary men we have lost, but who will be remembered for eternity.
To freedom!
Freedom!
Pelagius.
Very kind of Arthur to give up his room. But of course, it is to be expected.
Sir, I'm here to escort you to the fortress hall.
When my master meets with your knights, he must be seated last, and he must be seated at the head of the table.
Your master can plump his holy arse wherever he chooses.
His Eminence, Bishop Gnaeus Germanus.
A round table. What sort of evil is this?
Arthur says for men to be men, they must first all be equal.
I was given to understand there would be more of you.
There were. We have been fighting here for 15 years, Bishop.
Of course. Arthur and his knights have served with courage to maintain the honor of Rome's empire on this last outpost of our glory. Rome is most indebted to you, noble knights, to your final days as servants to the empire.
Day, not days.
The Pope's taken a personal interest in you.
He inquires after each of you and is curious to know if your knights have converted to the word of our Savior, or...
They retain the religion of their forefathers. I've never questioned that.
Oh, of course, of course. They are pagans. Hmm? For our part, the Church has deemed such beliefs innocent, but you, Arthur, your path to God is through Pelagius. I saw his image in your room.
He took my father's place for me. His teachings on free will and equality have been a great influence. I look forward to our reunion in Rome.
Rome awaits your arrival with great anticipation. You are a hero. In Rome, you will live out your days in honor and wealth. Alas, we are all but players in an ever-changing world. Barbarians from every corner are almost at Rome's door. Because of this, Rome and the Holy Father have decided to remove ourselves from indefensible outposts, such as Britain. What will become of Britain is not our concern anymore. I suppose the Saxons will claim it soon.
Saxons?
Yes. In the north, a massive Saxon incursion has begun.
The Saxons only claim what they kill.
And only kill everything.
So you just leave the land to the world. I risked my life for nothing.
Gentlemen, your discharge papers with safe conduct toward the Roman Empire. But first, I must have a word with your commander. In private.
We have no secrets.
Come. Let's leave Roman business to Romans.
Let it go, Bors.
Rome has issued a final order for you and your men.
Final order?
You are to travel north to rescue the family of Marius Honorius and return in particular with Marius' son, Alecto. Alecto is the Pope's favorite godchild and pupil. It is his destiny to become a bishop, perhaps even Pope, one day.
On this day. You ask this of my men on this day. They have risked their lives for 15 years for a cause not of their own. And now, on the day they are to be liberated, you send them on a mission which is far more dangerous than any other they have undertaken. You tell me, Bishop, how do I go to my men and tell them that instead of freedom, I offer death?
If your men are truly the knights of legend, perhaps some will survive, if it is God's will. Your men want to go home. And to get home, they need to cross the entire breadth of the Roman Empire. Deserters would be hunted down like dogs. Will you defy the Pope, Arthur? Rome? God himself.
Everything I've done has been for the Church and for Rome. Do not mistake a loyal soldier for a fool, Germanus.
Will you leave a defenseless Roman boy destined to lead our Church at the hands of the Saxons? Fulfill this mission, and your men will receive their discharge. Their papers will be waiting here the moment they return. You have my word.
You think very hard upon that vow, Bishop, for I will hold you to it. Break it. And no Roman legion. Papal army. Nor God himself will protect you. That is my word.
She gave me, please.
You better hope that, please.
Best of three.
Who wants another drink?
When are you going to leave board and come home with me?
My lover is watching you.
You look nothing like him. You're old Bors.
Tristan.
How do you do that?
I aim for the middle.
I want more.
Here. Be mother's your son.
Dayane, where you been? We've got plans to make.
Here, please. See.
No.
We said last
No, I don't come, want to. Come, I'm trying come, to come, work.
See. Shut up! For Nora. We'll sing.
Sing.
Sing about home.
Sing.
Land of bear and land of eagle, land that gave us birth and blessing, land that called us ever homewards. We will go home across the mountains. We will go home, we will go home, we will go home across the mountains.
Arthur! You're not completely Roman yet, right?
Rules!
Knights, brothers in arms, your courage has been tested beyond all limits.
Yes.
But I must ask you now for one further trial.
Drink.
We must leave on a final mission for Rome before our freedom can be granted. Above the wall, far in the north, there is a Roman family in need of rescue. They are trapped by Saxons. Our orders are to secure their safety.
Let the Romans take care of their own.
Above the wall is world territory.
Our duty to Rome, if it was ever a duty, is done. Our pact with Rome is done.
Every night here, there's lady's life on the line for you. For you. And instead of freedom, you want more blood. Our blood? You think more of Roman blood than you do of ours?
Wars, these are our orders. We leave at first light, and when we return, your freedom will be waiting for you. A freedom we can embrace with honor.
I am a free man! I will choose my own fate!
Yeah. We're all going to die someday. If it's a death from a Saxon hand that frightens you. Stay home.
Listen, if you're so eager to die, you can die right now.
Enough!
I've got something to live
for! The Romans have broken their word. We have the word of Arthur. That is good enough. I'll prepare.
Bors. You coming?
Of course I'm coming! Can't let you go any room! You'll all get killed! I'm just saying what you're all thinking!
Nora, kill me.
And you, Gawain?
I'm with you. Galahad as well.
Merciful God, I have such need of your mercy now. Not for myself, but for my knights, for this is truly their hour of need. Deliver them from the trials ahead, and I will repay you 1,000-fold with any sacrifice you ask of me. And if in your wisdom you should determine that that sacrifice must be my life for theirs, so that they may once again taste the freedom that has so long been denied to them, I will gladly make that covenant. My death will have a purpose. I ask no more than that.
Why do you always talk to God and not to me? Well, pray. To whomever you pray, that we don't cross the Saxons.
My faith is what protects me, Lancelot. Why do you challenge this?
I don't like anything that puts a man on his knees.
No man fears to kneel before the God he trusts. Without faith, without belief in something, what are we?
To try and get past the Wodes in the north is insanity.
Them we fought before.
Not north of the wall. How many Saxons? How many? Tell me, do you believe in this mission?
These people need our help. It is our duty to bring them out.
I don't care about your charge. And I don't give a damn about Romans, Britain, or this island. If you desire to spend eternity in this place, Arthur, so be it. But suicide cannot be chosen for another.
And yet you choose death for this
family.
No,
I choose life and freedom for myself and the men.
How many times in battle have we snatched victory from the jaws of defeat? Outnumbered, outflanked, yet still we triumph. With you at my side, we can do so again. Lancelot, we are knights. What other purpose do we serve if not for such a cause?
Arthur, you fight for a world that will never exist. Never. There will always be a battlefield. I will die in battle. Of that I'm certain. And hopefully a battle of my choosing. But if it be this one, grant me a favor. Don't bury me in our sad little cemetery. Burn me. Burn me and cast my ashes to a strong east wind.
To our laws, no man may deny me the spoils of our conquest.
He speaks the truth, Father.
My lord! Oh, my lord! God I rule. You hold your tongue. Or I'll cut it out.
To represent the Holy Court, my trusted secretary, Horton.
Horton?
Will accompany you on your quest.
Joel, find him a horse.
This way.
Godspeed as you fulfill your duty to Rome.
My duty is also to my men.
Then get them home.
Days march from the Great Wall. If we camp at night...
We won't camp.
The wall.
What troops are stationed there?
Light Roman infantry. And possibly Sarmatian knights. Arthur Castus is their leader.
Arthur? Who is this Arthur?
It is said he has never been defeated in battle. It is said he is a great warrior.
Why should I trust you? You're a traitor to your own people.
Tell my father of the Roman estate. Speak up!
A very high-ranking family lived there. They are of great importance to Rome.
Father, their ransom could pay for the entire campaign.
I'll attack from the north with the main army. You bring your men down here. Cut off their retreat to the south. Burn every village, kill everybody. That will leave behind you a man, woman, or child who can ever carry a sword.
Corta! Next time, duel!
wolves. They're tracking us.
Where?
Everywhere.
They not attack.
Merlin doesn't want us dead.
Evi adne kantun hodda. Kovartorius galurellion dem tingedi.
Drek. Quick, Rompin.
Say he's on, Kurta.
I am Arthur Castus, commander of the Sarmatian Knights sent by Bishop Germanus of Rome. Open the gate.
It is a wonder you have come. Good Jesus. Arthur and his knights. You have fought the wolves, vile creatures.
Our orders are to evacuate you immediately. Which is Alecto?
I am Alecto.
Alecto is my son. And everything we have is here, in the land given to us by the Pope of Rome.
Well, you're about to give it to the Saxons.
They're invading from the north.
Then Rome will send an army.
They have. Us. We leave as soon as you're packed.
I refuse to leave. Go back to work!
Back to work!
All of you!
You heard! Go!
All right, all right!
Go on!
Go!
Get back to work!
All of you! Go back!
If I fail to bring you and your son back, my men can never leave this land. So you'll come in with me if I have to tie you to my horse and drag you all the way to Hadrian's Wall myself. My lord. Lady, my knights are hungry.
Let's go.
You're famous. You're Arthur, aren't you? I'm Gannis. I'm a good fighter and I'm smart. I'd serve you proudly.
Are you from Rome?
From hell.
Sir.
Who is this man?
He's our village elder.
What is this punishment for?
Answer me!
He defied our master, Marius. Most of the food we grow is sent out by sea to be sold. He asked that we keep a little more for ourselves, that's all. My arse has been snuffing at the grass, I'm so hungry. You're from Rome. Is it true that Marius is a spokesman for God? And that it's a sin to defy him?
I tell you now. Marius is not of God. And you, all of you, were free from your first breath. Help this man. Help him! Now hear me. A vast and terrible army is coming this way. They will show no mercy, spare no one. Those of you who are able should gather your things and begin to move south towards Hadrian's Wall. Those unable shall come with us. You serve me now. Get these people ready.
Right, you are, Dean. You go grab enough food and water for the journey. Let's get a hurry on us. We're all dead.
Come on, hurry.
They have flanked us to the east. They're coming from the south, trying to cut off our escape. They'll be here before nightfall.
How many?
An entire army.
And the only way out is to the south?
East. There is a trail heading east. Across the mountains. It means we have to cross behind Saxon lines. That's the one we should take. Arthur. Who are all these people?
They're coming with us.
Then we'll never make it.
Move. Move. Move! What is this?
You cannot go in there. No one goes in there. This place is forbidden.
What are you doing? Stop this!
Arthur, we have no time.
Do you not hear the drums?
Dagony. Key.
It is locked. From the inside.
Omnipotentis et in virtuti spiritus sancti.
Who are these defilers of the Lord's temple?
Out of the way. Work of your God. Is this how he answers your prayers?
See if there's any still alive.
I've never set foot in this
holy place.
There was a man of God.
Not my God.
This one's dead.
By the smell, they are all dead.
And you. You even move. You join him.
Arthur!
You must not fear me.
Some water!
Is broken. And his family?
She's a woat.
I'm a Roman officer. You're safe now. You're safe.
Stop what you are doing!
What is this madness?
They are all pagans here!
So are we.
They refuse to do the task God has set for them. They must die as an example.
You mean they refuse to be your serfs?
You are a Roman. You understand. And you are a Christian. You! You kept them alive!
My lord!
No! No, stop!
When we get to the wall, you will be punished for this heresy.
Perhaps I should kill you now and seal my fate.
I was willing to die with them. Yes, to lead them to their rightful place. It is God's wish that these sinners be sacrificed. Only then can their souls be saved.
Then I shall grant his wish. Wall them back up.
Arthur.
I say, ball them up!
Don't you see it is the will of God that these sinners be sacrificed?
I'll hand me your hand now!
These sinners!
Not going to make it, and neither is the boy. The family we can protect, but we're wasting our time with all these people.
We're not leaving them.
If the Saxons find us, we will have to fight.
Then save your anger for them.
Is this Rome's quest? Or ours?
How is he?
He burns. Brave boy.
Some of your fingers are out of place. I have to push them back. If I don't do this, there's a chance you may never use them again.
In the dark. I'm Guinevere. You're Arthur. Of the knights from the Great War.
I am.
The famous Briton who kills his own people.
Tracks coming from the south, but none going back. Horsemen, traveling light and fast. Could be Roman cavalry. Could be knights.
They know we're after them.
They'll head east now. Through the mountains.
God's holy work and angel fire.
I am a servant of God.
No, please.
He says they walled him up in a building. And took the family. Someone who goes by the name of Arturius.
It's him. It's Arthur.
Take your men east. Hunt them down. I'll take the main army to the wall. Bring the family there.
And the monks?
Put them back where you found them.
I am a servant of God. I am a servant of God.
Burn it all.
My father told me great tales of you.
Really? And what did you hear?
Fairy tales. The kind you hear about people so brave, so selfless that they can't be real. Arthur and his knights. A leader both Briton and Roman. And yet you chose your allegiance to Rome. To those who take what does not belong to them. That same Rome that took your men from their homeland.
Listen, lady. Do not pretend you know anything about me or my men.
How many Britons have you killed?
As many as tried to kill me. It's a natural state of any man to want to live.
Animals live. It's a natural state of any man to want to live free. In their own country. I belong to this land. Where do you belong, Arthur?
How's your hand?
I'll live, I promise you. Is there nothing about my land that appeals to your heart? Your own father married a Briton. Even he must have found something to his liking.
Sleep here. Take shelter in those trees. Tristan.
You want to go out again?
Yes.
It is a beautiful country, is it not?
If you say so.
And where do you come from that compares? The Black Sea. This is heaven for me.
I don't believe in heaven. I've been living in this hell. But if you represent what heaven is, then take me there. Rain and snow at once. A bad omen.
What was it like? Your home.
We sacrificed ghosts, drank their blood, danced naked round fires. What I do remember. Home. Oceans of grass from horizon to horizon, further than you can ride, the sky bigger than you can imagine, no boundaries.
Some people would call that freedom. That's what we fight for, our land, our people. The right to choose our own destiny. So you see, Lancelot, we are much alike, you and I. And when you return home, will you take a wife? Have sons?
I've killed too many sons. What right do I have to my own?
No family, no religion. Do you believe in anything at all?
I would have left you and the boy there to die.
He means you no harm.
Peace between us this night, Arthur Castus. So Rome is leaving. The Saxon is come. The world we have known and fought for is ended. Now we must make a new world.
Your world, Merlin, not mine. I shall be in Rome.
Find peace, the Saxon will come to Rome.
My knights trust me not to betray them to their enemy.
Rome was my enemy, not Arthur. We have no fight between us now.
You tell that to the knights you killed before my eyes, whose bones are buried in this earth.
We have all lost brothers.
You know nothing of the loss I speak! Shall I help you remember? An attack on a village. The screams of an innocent woman. To the burial mound of my father to free her. To kill you.
Father, please! Let loose your sword!
Feel the heat of that fire on my face even now.
I did not wish her dead. She was of our blood, as are you.
If you were so determined to leave us to slaughter, why did you save so many?
My men are strong, but they have need of a true leader. They believe you can do anything. To defeat the Saxon, we need a master of war. Why do you think I spared you in the forest? That sword you carry is made of iron from this earth, forged in the fires of Britain. It was love of your mother that freed the sword, not hatred of me. Love, Arthur.
It is your destiny.
There is no destiny. There is only free will.
What of the free will of your knights? They die in vain.
No!
down.
Your hands seem to be better.
Do we have a problem?
You have a choice. You help, or you die.
Put down your weapons.
Do it now!
Here!
How many did you kill?
Four.
It's not a bad start to the day.
Armor piercing. They're close. We have no time.
You ride ahead. I'm sorry for your loss.
My father lost his way. He used to say, the church is there to help us stay on our path. He didn't help those he made suffer.
The path he chose was beyond the reach of the church, Aleppo.
But not of Rome. What my father believes, so Rome believes.
Well, that some men are born to be slaves. No, that isn't true.
It is so. He told me so.
Pelagius, a man as close to me as any, is there now, teaching that all men are free, equal, and that each of us has the right to choose his own destiny.
Teach? How? They killed Pelagius. A year passed. Germanus and the others were damned by his teachings. They had him excommunicated and killed. The Rome you talk of doesn't exist, except in your dreams.
No. We have to cross the ice.
Get them all out of the carriages. Tell them to spread out.
Alongside of running. And these Saxons are so close behind. My arse is hurting.
Never liked looking over my shoulder anyway.
It'd be a pleasure to put an end to this rat.
And finally get a look at the bastards.
Here.
Now.
Joles.
You two, take the horses.
Gannis, I need you to lead the people. The main Saxon army is inland, so if you track the coastline till you're well south of the wall, you'll be safe.
You're 7 against 200.
8. You could use another bow.
I'd rather stay and fight.
You'll get your chance soon enough. This man is now your captain. You do as he says. Am I understood?
Yes, sir.
Go. Go.
Right. Come on, Anne. Move on.
I am able. I can fight.
No. You must bear witness to all you have seen. There's one thing you must do. I must get back to Rome. Hold until I give the command.
You look frightened. There's a large number of lonely men out there.
Don't worry, I won't let them rape you.
Archer!
Out of range.
I can see that.
I believe they're waiting for an invitation. Bors, Tristan.
They're far out of range.
For the wings of the ranks, make them cluster.
Kill him!
Christ be praised. Against all the odds Satan could muster, Electrum, let me see you.
Kindly get my way.
You have triumphed. Young Electro, let me see you. You are here.
Lucan!
You, boy, stop!
Great night. You are free now.
Give me the papers.
Come, come. Your papers of safe conduct throughout the Roman Empire. Take it, Arthur.
Bishop Germanus, friend of my father.
You are free now. You can go.
Boaz. Boaz.
This doesn't make him a free man. He's already a free man. He's dead.
Hey, wait.
Grave with no sword.
It was my father's wish that if he died on this island, he would be buried with his knights.
He died in battle.
It's a family tradition.
I can see why you believe that you have nothing left here. Except what you and your knights have done. You have your deeds.
Deeds in themselves are meaningless unless they're for some higher purpose. We have waged a war to protect a Rome that does not exist. Is that the deed I am to be judged by?
You stayed and fought when you didn't have to. You bloodied evil men when you could have run. You did all that for no reason.
Pelagius told me once, there is no worse death than the end of hope.
You and I are not the polite people that live in poems. We are blessed and cursed by our times.
Perhaps the curse is of our own making. And the blessing.
What are you afraid of, Arthur? You're like this country. Britons with a Roman father. Rome is dead. This place, this land, your home, is the last outpost of freedom, of everything you hold dear. These are your people.
You've lost the respect of the enemy.
I offer my life for my disgrace.
No. No, sir. Second in charge now. You're like a son to me.
Tomorrow brings, we cannot know.
Come to the wall now.
Make way! Make way!
knights, my journey with you must end here. May God go with you.
Arthur, this is not Rome's fight. It is not your fight. All these long years we've been together. The trials we've faced. The blood we've shed. What was it all for? If not for the reward of freedom. And now when we are so close, when it's finally within our grasp, look at me. Does it all count for nothing?
You ask me that. You who know me best of all.
Then do not do this. Only certain death awaits you here. Arthur, I beg you, for our friendship's sake, I beg you.
You be my friend now and do not dissuade me. Seize the freedom you have earned and live it for the both of us. I cannot follow you, Lancelot. I now know that all the blood I have shed, all the lives I have taken, have led me to this moment. Roman auxiliary has left the wall.
And the horsemen?
Leading a caravan away from the fort. They're running south, with their tails between their legs.
So there will be no resistance?
A few dozen villagers.
You're going to slaughter your people. I think you should watch. Your tree might be a good place.
Up on the hill.
Single night.
Didn't you just say they were gone?
What is this? A ghost?
One man. A tiny fly on the back of your great army.
Who is he?
Arthur. Arthur.
This wretched island, I hear your name. Always half whispered, as if you were a god. All I see is flesh, blood. No more god than the creature you're sitting on.
Speak your tongue, Saxon.
The Romans have left you. What are you fighting for?
I fight for a cause beyond Rome's or your understanding.
You come to beg a truce. You should be on your knees.
I came to see your face, so that I alone may find you on the battlefield, and it would be good for you to mark my face, Saxon. For the next time you see it, it will be the last thing you see on this earth.
Finally. A man worth killing. Prepare the men for battle. Free. could plan this, Roman. Send what's left of your infantry in.
You want to kill my men?
They're my men!
Battle formation!
Now you stay here with me.
Knights, the gift of freedom that is yours by right. But the home we seek resides not in some distant land. It's in us and in our actions on this day. If this be our destiny, then so be it. But let history remember that as free men, we chose to make it so.
light. Our demons. That is the gate.
Thank you.
It was my life to be taken! Not this! Never this! My brave knights, I have failed you.
I neither took you off this island nor shared your fate.
For 200 years, knights had fought and died for a land not our own. But on that day at Baden Hill, all who fought put our lives in service of a greater cause. Freedom.
Arthur, Gwynfair, our people are one, as you are.
Now I'm really going to have to marry your mother.
Who said I'd have you?
Let every man, woman, child bear witness that from this day, all Britons will be united in one common cause.
The knights who gave their lives. Their deaths were cause for neither mourning nor sadness. For they will live forever, their names and deeds handed down from father to son, mother to daughter, in the legends of King Arthur and his knights.